FM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Hello then, and first an apology. This is the XFM Breakfast Show podcast. That's not the apology, by the way.
Just make
that clear. Admittedly, there's a lot to apologise for. I realise that, but no, it's about last week, because last week it wasn't a family podcast, was it? And we know from letters that we get that many people like to sit round this podcast and listen to it like as a family, like in the old days, like when they would used to listen to a crystal set. And the family would gather round, wouldn't they, in the olden days, and they'd sit round the radio and stare at it for no real reason, given that you just sat there like a lump of wood and some scratchy sound came out. But we know now from your letters that many people like to do that with their families. It's an appointment to listen, really, for families, isn't it? People, like with Hancock back in the day, people would leave the pub to come home to listen to this podcast, which is stupid because you can listen to it at any time. Yeah. But last week, it was a bit... It was a bit explicit. There was an explicit warning on it. We had the actor James McAvoy, didn't we, talking about... I'm not going to repeat it because, I think we should redress the balance. And this should be the most family-friendly opening to a podcast that has ever been broadcast.
That's a nice idea, John.
Let's have some appropriate music. There. That's lovely, isn't it? Let's listen to that for a minute. Let's just bask. Hello, families. Hi. Your children are lovely. Look at them. All sitting there, aren't they? Yeah, so nice. There. Now, let's talk about nice things. Ponies, they're nice, aren't they?
Ponies are nice, yeah.
They're really nice.
Like a pony.
Yeah, the white fluffy clouds that are often in the sky.
Often they are, aren't they, Dave? That's beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe a tiny little kitten.
Yeah.
How about a packet of sherbet? Just a little...
It's a weird example, Gab.
Weird example, isn't it?
Sherbet's
nice. It's all right, I think.
Sherbet's nice.
Yeah.
Now, you see, this is why you're the work experience, you see, because what you'll learn, so, as you go through life, what you'll learn is that sherbet isn't as nice as kittens.
Yeah, white fluffy clouds.
Yeah, that's a big lesson. That's a big life
lesson. Or ponies, actually.
Or ponies, yeah. It's better than some ponies, though, isn't it, sherbet?
Yeah.
You know, you get some old moth-eating old crap ones.
Yeah, yeah.
You see in a knacker's yard. Oh. Yeah, it's better than... Oh, bless. It's better than them, isn't it? And admittedly, if you do put a kitten face first into a pile of sherbet, a bit like the end of Scarface, it is quite funny. Actually, I have done that on somebody. Yeah, but what you do, you get one of those sherbet dib-dabs, and you empty it out into a little mound, and it looks a little like a mini version of the cocaine that Scarface had at the end of the film. You know when Al Pacino just pushed his face into it, and then you do that, but with a kitten's face into some sherbet, and the results, let me tell you, are arrestable. It turns out, because that's cruelty to animals, isn't it? And now I fear that this isn't as nice.
It's not as nice as it could have been, is it?
No.
Sorry.
I think
that's my fault.
It is.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Just go make the coffee, Gare.
Nice one, Dave. We bestow on you the gift of music, and of course, if music be the food of love, then it stands to reason that what's on offer is a quickie with Matt Dyson round the back of Nando's. We'll add that to the prize this morning. I think that's reasonable. Matt, you all right with that?
Yes.
That's good, I thought so. That then becomes legally binding, I think, now, Dave. Is that right? That's now legally binding?
Yeah, I think we're good to go.
Okay. So 100 iTunes music downloads and some love play with Matt in a chicken bin. That is up for grabs, as I believe they say this morning. Perhaps Matt will also take the time to whisper the sweet nothings of showbiz gossip in your ear while that's happening. Do you want to know about Denise Welch? Do you want to know about Denise Welch? You'll breathlessly gasp as he pulls a wing bone from under your bottom. Do you need me? Do you need my news about Harry Styles? He'll moan. Do you need my news about Harry Styles?
Put a lot of thought into this, haven't you?
I have, yeah. Matt'll moan that
scenario,
as he spills peri-peri sauce on your new top. It's gone weird now, hasn't it? Right, I've put too much thought into it. You're right.
It went weird ages ago.
I know. It feels a bit wrong, doesn't it?
I know.
I think we better get out of this now.
Welcome to Breakfast Club.
If this is your first night, you have to fight.
The XFM Breakfast. Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Do you want to hear me say things about Anthony Costa out of blue with a mouthful of your cheesy beanie burger?
Honestly, I have one day off and John gets really horny.
I don't know what's happened. I missed you.
He was in tears for a lot of yesterday morning.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
And this morning, it's fair to say, Matt and I are just annoyed with Dave, really. Dave, producer Dave, Matt and I here. Day in, day out, we sit here with Dave. And he, in about an hour's time, about quarter past eight, sort of a breakfast, there's a breakfast run happens. And we've let this pass for a while, haven't we, Matt, really, without comment, it's fair to say. But for quite a long time now. And I feel we need to speak out. Now, both Matt and I have discussed this behind your back, Dave.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah, and I think this is what's known as an intervention. you know when people do something bad and everyone lets it slide for a little while, and then there has to be an intervention by friends, in this case colleagues, obviously. But it's time. It's time that you know something, and I think what better platform to do it than in front of hundreds and thousands of millions of people listening. I think that's fair. I say that number, I mean about eight. But here it is, Dave, here it is. Am I going to tell him, Matt, or should you?
I think you should really tell him, it's difficult though, isn't it?
It's hard to remember. What we like, Matt and I, very much, and this is only because we care about you that we're saying this, Dave. It really is only because we care.
It's for your own good.
Exactly. And for the good of everyone else around you.
Okay.
Because it's gone too far now. When ordering scrambled eggs...
Oh, right. Okay.
...in the morning...
I think I know where this is going.
Could you please stop using the term scramby eggs?
Why?
Because it's utterly hateful and gittish.
Yeah.
I'd like scramby eggs, please. Don't say scramby. And Matt and I actually flinch on the inside. We cry a little inside every time we hear you say it. And also, I heard you the other day, and this is really what's brought to my attention.
Oh, are you still on me here?
Yeah. I thought scramby eggs is bad enough, but then you, within the egg realm, you made it worse. And this is what's made us step in.
Okay.
You didn't want scramby eggs.
No.
No. You wanted, and I'm going to quote, poachies.
Oh!
Dave!
This is no way to talk about eggs.
No!
Doesn't actually really shorten it either, does it?
No, it doesn't. But the way you sort of... It's like a sort of little childish term.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Scramby eggs, poachy. And it's just...
Okay. Well,
you know. I mean,
it's just annoying.
I just think, you know, it's a bit boring calling them the ordinary
it's
name.
It's not
the whole
boring!
Thing,
it's so. Just their name!
Yeah.
It's just their name, isn't it?
Well, what an omelette, I'd called it an ommie.
No! Stop it! Is it just eggs you do this week?
It seems
it's
that
just
way,
an egg
yeah.
Thing. Oh, I hate that. This way of doing words like that. Like, what did someone say the other day? It's food related. Do you know what I hate more than anything in the world? When people, they do it on Twitter as well, nom nom.
Oh, God,
I despise that with every fibre of my being. Oh, yeah, look at this picture of my food, hashtag nom nom. Ah!
Loving my poachies, nom nom.
God, oh God. No one says nom nom. No. Children, tiny children. So, I hate that. And I also don't like obs, where people go,
obs.
I went around to get around the corner for a coffee, obs. What is obviously?
Natch.
Natch! Yeah. There's another one. Unless it's got an O at the end, it makes no sense.
Totes.
Totes of maize balls. Yeah. I'll give you a maize ball. Hateful. Utterly hateful.
Swampy's just come in saying, I bet I say holly bobs as well.
Yes, yes, and so does our boss, Chris.
He does,
yes, he
yeah.
does. Yes, he does. When are you off on your holly bobs? Ah! Chris, if you're listening, it's holidays!
Hey, John, are you looking forward to Crimbo this year?
God! Oh, all right, right, this is, that's it. We need an amnesty of this, we right? Do. And I'm putting it out there now, right? Today's sexting, 83936 or at XFM on Twitter, right? A horrific abbreviation amnesty. Right, well, let's get them off the streets. Let's send them in. All the ones that annoy you, that people say in at work or at college or school or wherever it is you happen to be, down the job centre, whatever it is. Right, let's have an amnesty for these horrific abbreviations. On Twitter as well, when people put the word, just they put TW from Twitter in front of existing words. So they call people, oh, you're my tweetheart. Oh!
No, I've never even seen that.
Oh,
it
yeah.
Horrendous.
And people go, hey, listen up, tweeps. No! Yeah. No, if you use that, what you are is the word prat with the TW from Twitter in front of it. That's what you are. 83936, then at XFM.
For the tweets.
For the hashtag rubbish abbreviations, we're going to call that this morning. Okay. So 83936, Alex on Twitter, hashtag rubbish abbreviations. Get them off the street, all of the ones you absolutely hate that you know people do round and about you. You probably find them using them yourself, but just stop it, get them in, we'll burn a lot of them in a skip outside.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM. Sports.
Former Brighton manager Gus Poyet has been confirmed as Sunderland's new head coach this morning. He arrived at their training ground last night and will replace Paolo Di Canio, who was sacked last month. The club are bottom of the Premier League, but these fans have told Sky Sports News they reckon he can turn it around.
Poyet would maybe try and change things too much, and it would be too much like Di Canio, too quickly, too soon.
No, not Gus. He's a nice man, but we need somebody with real gusto to get this team going now.
I would rather have somebody with a bit more experience in as we're bottom of the league and a bit adrift.
It seems they're actually very upset that he's gone. Hadn't listened to that. They just all sound upset, don't they, in the North East. I can't believe I'm saying that.
What you just said? Somebody just widely brushed across an entire...
Of course they don't.
An entire species, Matt, with...
No, of course they don't.
What you just... I think what you just said is that everyone in the North East is miserable, Matt.
I thought they were going to be pleased about their new manager, but they're just not pleased, you know. So it's fair enough, really, because he hasn't got experience in the Premier League. Forget what I said about that. Because obviously I was joking. And England will be without Ashley Cole for the crucial World Cup qualifier against Montenegro on Friday.
Is any other group of people you hate?
Bruised ribs have ruled the Chelsea defender out of the match at Wembley. Kieran Gibbs of Arsenal has been called up. Travel time.
Travel.
I hate cars.
I don't hate people from the North East. You know,
that's what I got from that. I don't know what anyone else got.
They just maybe should cheer up a bit.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
Namesake, who's a great friend of mine called John.
The porn star?
No.
Yeah, sure.
Is a porn star?
You join us on XFM Breakfast in the midst of a discussion with Jack Whitehall's dad about a porn star. Good morning, it is XFM. I'm John Holmes, joined by Jack and Michael Whitehall. I'll fill you in on the porn star thing in a minute.
We're going to have to clarify that, because your friend John Holmes, who you're referring to, is an agent.
He's a sports agent.
He's a sports agent.
He looks after Gary Lineker.
He's not also a porn star.
And I was talking to him this morning about having lunch next week. He's a really nice
This
man.
Is part of the name dropping thing again, isn't
this
it?
Is the
you
name
mentioned
dropping
quite
thing,
a lot
yeah.
in the book, Jack.
When I said to somebody, you know, I was talking to John Holmes, they said, oh, you mean the guy from XFM London? And I said,
he's reading off his
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
In studio.
Don't
one.
Just read out your schedule. Reading. Come on.
Do you mean the man that is talking to 436,000 people? Come on.
There's 1,000. It's just 436, if I'm honest. And three of them are us now. I should point out, because people are now going, what the hell? What's going on the radio? That Jack Whitehall, comedian, his dad Michael, who I'm sure fans of Jack Whitehall will be familiar with, and fans of yourself, Michael, of course. You've got a book, there's a new book out that you've kind of written, yeah. I guess, together. Yeah. It's called Him and Me. You remember growing up differently.
Yep.
It's fair to say. I'm going to be brutally honest with you. I've not read this yet. And I know I'm supposed to lie, and I know that's the rules. And I go, this is a marvellous book. How, you know, I haven't, because someone's just given it to me just now, and I really haven't had time in the 10 minutes that I was given.
I have a theory, which is I don't think Jack's read it either. Supposedly we've written it together, but I'm not sure how much he's...
We did the audiobook, and whilst we were doing the audiobook, I was shouted at several times because I had mispronounced things or said something wrong with the wrong intonation. And then when it got to you, I wasn't allowed any interjection. Even when, in one of the chapters, there is a reference to Darth Vader, and you read it out loud on the page as Darth Vader, which I think he would have been a far less sinister and scary character had he been called Darth Vader.
I don't know. That's a little bit, you know. Well, I like that because, you know, let's be honest. You know, you prep schooled. You know, you're from well-to-do background, and I think Darth Vader should he have gone to private school, this would have been how it would have been pronounced.
Well, that's how I'd always pronounced it.
Right. So tell me about growing up then. Is this, what was it, nightmarish or lovely?
Well, I mean, it was very nice.
Lovely for you.
I mean, in the book we focus on the kind of moments of high stress and kind of farce, you know.
Well, no one wants the mundanity of the everyday life, do they?
Or him being nice and hugging me and telling me that I'm not worthless. It's far funnier to hear you losing your temper and shouting at Germans. And
you didn't mention how what a good cook I was. A delicious scrambled egg you make.
Scrambled
toast and things.
That was the only thing that you make and nothing else.
Very good.
Do you inherit cooking skill? I've got a cooking skill, Jack.
Yeah, I haven't got my father's cooking skills. I've inherited very little from him, and for that I'm very thankful.
In fact,
the only things I've inherited from you are bad eyesight.
Oh, and one other thing you've inherited from there.
I hope this isn't a reference to the bit I have read in the book just out there, to do with the life drawing class. Is that where you're going?
I think it could easily be.
Oh, God. Yeah. I mean, the listeners...
Isn't it a bit odd to be sitting here with your dad talking about the size of your little Jack, should we say?
My Darth Vader.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
And occasionally in the week, we like to bring you to an eargasm. And what that means is that we put two songs together, two bits of music together that shouldn't really go together, to make them sound... I'm going to say sexy, but that's not quite right.
No.
But think of two... It's a mashup, isn't it? It's... They don't get enough... I like a mashup, don't I, Dave? You know that. But they don't get enough airplay, so we'd like to find something a bit different for you to play out in this slot. Two tunes essentially rammed into a musical hadron collider, fired at speed around its circumference. And where they smash into each other, we're hoping the resulting noise is something delightful and interesting and surprising to listen to. Now, that has been the case in previous weeks, it has to be said. For instance, let me give you examples. We did the Beatles and Led Zeppelin, didn't we? That sounded like this. When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. When I stop and I turn and I go for a ride. Till I get to the bottom and I see you again. Amazing. And that was mixed by a DJ called DJ Sound Hog. Epic bit of mashup there, I think we can all agree. Another example for you from, was this from last week? No, it's from 2 weeks ago, wasn't it? This was Beck and the theme to Grange Hill. And that was by DJ Jason Hazen.
Oh, who's next then? It must be like a super club DJ, one of the big names in the world of dance music.
Let's be honest, the stakes are now very high. The bar is up here, isn't it? Very high. So obviously we've gone all out to get one of those. You know when you're driving around and you see fluorescent posters stuck to lampposts that advertise weird gigs, weird DJ sets in the middle of fields and stuff? You know when you stop at the traffic lights, don't you? You've seen it and it's a fluorescent yellow and it says Pete Tong, doesn't it? Or something like that on a big weekender. I don't even know what that is, but that's what it says.
Yeah.
Right? So you'd think, wouldn't you, that that's what we got?
Yeah, someone who's big on the Ibiza scene. Yeah, not just playing, headlining their local pub in Finsbury Park.
No, not that, no.
Well, I've been to Ibiza.
Yeah, right. So what's happened this morning is Dave, having heard those, decided that he wanted to give it a shot himself.
Ooh.
All right, Dave said, I can do this.
Yeah.
I can do this. So Dave, now, I don't know what, none of us know what this is. I haven't heard it. He won't tell me. And he's labelled it, so I can't even see what it's called. He's labelled it Dave's Mega Mix. Already, that's a bad start for me.
He's Jive Bunnied it up.
Yeah.
Not good.
I mean, I'd rather have got Jive Bunny to do this, I think, than let Dave have
Let's
a go.
Let's bring him back.
God. So, are we ready for this? So, you know, you've heard where the bar is. I don't know what this is.
Do you want me to just so you know
Claire,
just my headspace was when I was, you know, mega mixing the hell out of this.
Was your headspace drunk?
No. It was just yesterday afternoon, and I've followed in the Beck Grange Hill path in that there's a bit of a TV type theme with a well known indie track. So that's the angle.
Do you want to tell us, or are we just going to spot it?
No, I think you'll spot it.
Oh God,
I hope you spot it.
All right, are we ready for this? Okay, yeah. Here comes almost a minute and 10 seconds of musical excellence from Dave's hands. Wait, here it comes.
Dave's Mega Mix. Please give it the full title.
Don't call it that.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
It wasn't easy. But nothing. Ready, it kicks in now.
Oh God. This is appalling! Absolutely appalling, Dave! Oh my goodness me!
Wow.
It's Burke meets Blur.
Well, it's fair to say that was crap. So that was 999, was it? What's it? 999?
Yeah, that was the 999 theme tune with Blur song too.
Right. Next week, can you not do this?
I thought it went quite well.
Not really. This is the example of a good one, right? Right. Bear in mind, we just heard that atrocity.
Yeah.
Right. And then this is how it's done by a professional person. Helter Skelter and a whole lot of love, yes.
See, you can't fake an orgasm.
I think that's what we've learned. I mean, that's definitely what we've learned this morning.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
It's a rubbish abbreviation amnesty, the rubbish abbreviations that annoy you. Now, we had to call Dave out on using the word scrambies instead of scrambled eggs and poaches for poached eggs. It's fair to say it's opened a Pandora's box of awful words this morning. A lot of good ones. A lot of good ones coming in here that you want put beyond use. People are also adding in, by the way, their friends who do this. So Forksy on Twitter has quoted, "This morning we're after your rubbish abbreviations on XFM," and then they've added in their friend SJ Broadbent and went, "I'm just going to text in your entire vocabulary." Dippy eggs, which I imagine you like as well, Dave.
Dippy eggs. That's
a good one.
Dippy eggs.
That's a good one.
God, who's this from? This is from Alex. He or she is in Woolwich. The words guesstimate and chillax make me sick in my own mouth.
Yeah, not any more chillax. Come on.
DJ Balsam says, "John, I bet you are just well gel of Dave's poaches." Not gel! Gel! That's come in from people as well. Gel, instead of jealous. Glasto! That's one as well. Don't bloody call it that! God! That's up there with Crimbo and Holly Bobs, isn't it?
Ask Matt Dyson over there what he calls elastic bands.
What do you call
them? I call them laggy bands.
Why?
Apparently,
why?
Whittington says lackey bands is another one in popular use. And it makes her want to rip off her own ears.
Well, I'm not
elastic sure. Bands is a bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
Someone's...
Lackey bands.
Can't find it, but in a similar way, someone says, "Have you got any money for the lecky meter?" No!
Jack in Kingston.
Thank you, Jack in Kingston. Oh, this morning, when people, instead of actually laughing, people respond with, OMG, that's totes hilaire. Oh, Rage! Says here from someone who seems to have called themselves Rage. Dan in London, I've said this one before, but the word preggers makes my skin crawl.
Preggers.
But also, when people do it about the couple, they go, oh, we're preggers.
Oh, no!
Hateful people.
Mark says one of my friends has started saying wowzers.
Started saying it.
It's a really weird
Sometimes
one.
Sometimes people just start saying these things, yeah. Eradicate it straight away. Nip it in the bud.
There's one here from Rachel who... it's quite an odd one, actually. I'm not necessarily heard this one. Gwack. Right? If you can't be bothered to say the whole word, then you simply don't deserve to have any guacamole.
Guacamole,
Gwack! Oh. Order a less linguistically complicated condiment. I think that should become a punishment for most things. Yeah. Honestly, if you will commit terrorist acts on foreign soil, then you don't deserve to have any guacamole. That should just become a punishment.
Whack.
If you will go round, burgling people's houses, then you simply don't deserve to have any guac.
Yeah. Or a berg. I've heard someone say berg for beef burging.
Oh, God.
You're going to make some berg.
Oh,
you more want me berg?
Oh, for din-dins. Oh, I love berg. Nom nom.
Come on.
YOLO. What's that one?
I don't know. You only live once.
Oh, God.
I always wonder what that meant.
God.
So much ag. So much ag.
What's that one?
Aggravation.
Okay. You're just making them up yourself now.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
Comedian Jack Whitehall and his dad. They've got a book. They've got a show. And so you're doing a live version of this. You're doing a live. It's like a Q&A with Nick from The Apprentice.
With Nick from The Apprentice.
Now Countdown.
Well, that's the only reason that he's been invited to do it. My dad's too shy to mention it, but he's basically just been invited to do this so that my dad can get in Dictionary Corner.
It's
true.
It's going to happen.
He's hell bent on a bit of Susie Den.
It's quite.
And
it's
you want to get into that corner.
And we're doing that at the Cadogan Hall.
He's professional.
On the 25th of October.
Once an agent, always an agent.
Which is at the top end of Sloane Street.
And it's the only place we could do it because you wouldn't travel anywhere further away than Sloane Square.
No.
So it's not going. This isn't going to go on tour then, unless it's a very small tour of around Sloane Square.
Yeah, well, we do see ourselves as a bit like a kind of posh crankies.
But without the swinging?
Without the swinging. There's no swinging. Well, I don't know what.
But what was that? Okay, what was the writing technique then? Assuming that you didn't get together with this and just sort of wrote your own bits and then what?
Annotated we went away for a few kind of weeks to various places.
And no, we did actually write it all together.
And we sat there, so I would write my bits and then, kind of read them to you and you would tell me how badly constructed the prose was.
It's an almost beautiful working relationship.
Well, it's not, John, because he wouldn't tell me what any of the stories were about, so I'd start typing it away, and then there was one time right at the beginning where I was typing this story, and suddenly, about halfway through it, I realised what the story was about, and I should have had the hint that it was set in 1987, before I was born, and then suddenly I realised that you were trying to tell me the story of my own conception.
Do you know, I was going to ask, that's weird,
oh my God, there's absolutely no way that is going in the book. He's like, it's a perfect place for it to start.
Where was he conceived,
course,
Michael? Where was he conceived?
No, we're not.
We're going there. We are going
this
there.
This story is not.
Really?
Where was he conceived?
This is a lie.
Well, no, the important bit at the beginning of the story is that it was the night of the great storm, if you remember, the one that Michael Fish missed.
You're looking at me and asking me whether I remember. You've told me this so many times.
Yes.
And we're not going.
Was it a sort of consoling moment during a heavy storm?
This is interesting to me. You thrown out the bait and he's bitten, but you've been warned not to bite on that bait.
I bet that's what he said.
No, shut up! I don't know why I said that. And as soon as I said that,
what happened was it was about 1 o'clock in the morning.
It's going all cranky's on us, Jack. Don't unplug the microphone. Louder.
And then
don't tell us about Nick Hewer unless he was there. Jack, is this what you're suggesting?
He was. Nick Hewer was in the background.
Cut to the chase, Michael.
I would like to say is that when we did the audio book, which we didn't have this conversation about on the when we were doing the audio book, which should be on sale very soon.
He's back. We're just going to plug
this bit out.
He had to keep stopping because he was in hysterics of laughter. But I noticed that every time he was in hysterics of laughter, he was reading chapters that he'd written rather than my chapters. Can you believe that?
Yeah, but my chapters are about you, so you should take it as a compliment. And I wasn't laughing.
Do you know what? I fear we've strayed off the subject I was desperately trying to get at now, and I'm going to go Naomi Watson, bring this whole shoddy...
You wanted racy...
And look what I've got. I've got some plugging.
You've got some plugging, and then an attempt to get in dictionary.
Him and Me is the name of the book. Father and son remember it all differently. They will be remembering it all differently with Nick Hewer, who we've understood now was there at the conception of Jack Whitehall in a Cranky-style swing-a-thon with Michael and Hillary. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in. Jack and Michael Whitehall on XFM.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. Yes. XFM.
Unexpected item in the bagging area. A phrase, of course, that strikes terror into the heart of anyone in a hurry at the supermarket. And even more terror to anyone having their testicles checked by their GP. Yet here on XFM Breakfast of a Monday morning, we venture bagwards ourselves with a hint of celebrity. As we pull both items expected and unexpected out of a bag and invite you to identify the owner for actual prizes. Here we go.
Win with kitbag.com.
As that little bit of production would indicate, XFM Breakfast has kitbag.com on side over the next few weeks. And that gives you the chance to get £250 to spend on the aforementioned website. Much accoutrement, both clothing and equipment-wise, on there. This morning, we're also throwing a pair of tickets to see Vampire Weekend at the Brixton Academy on the 13th of November. All told, not a bad way to spend a Monday morning. Now, all you have to do is identify the person whose bag it is from the clues inside. As ever, we have the sound effect of a bag ready to go. All put together, of course, this by our work experience. Gare, good morning, Gare.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. He's a ginger Welsh man. Mm. Boy, really. Mm. And has been tasked with putting the kit bag together. Mm-hmm. It's been, I think it's fair to say, Dave, don't you, a shambles in recent weeks. But
well, it seems to be getting worse, doesn't it?
Well, which is odd, isn't it? Because of work experience, you'd think it would go the other way.
That's the nature of work experience.
But it seems...
Well, this is the magical experience of XFM, where...
Yeah, where everyone starts good, but it goes downhill rapidly the longer you stay here.
In all aspects of my life now, I'm a shambles, a shell of a man.
Well, let's see how we've done this week, shall we? All we have to do is identify who this is, of course. Let's open the bag with the sound effect of a zip.
Okay, so good start. Strong start there.
Thank you.
Right, Len, let's have a look what's in here. What have we got in here? It's just rustling around in here. We got some metal knives there. That's not bad. It's metal. Sounds quite dangerous. Metal knives, good. Kitchen knives, specifically kitchen knives, good. What else is what's this? Some kind of industrial machinery, is that? I don't know what that is. What is it?
A sort of kitchen atmosphere going on.
I like the way it faded out subtly at the end, especially there as well. That was good,
yeah, I thought I'd put a nice slow fade on
good,
that.
Good. And what else is in here? Some Michelin stars, but not many. Not many. A load of beeps to cover up swear words. Perhaps because there aren't as many Michelin stars as he used to have.
Sorry, that does also sound like Morse code.
So. Yeah, it does, yes. A chef's hat, jacket and trousers here. And some hair. There's a handful of hair ready to be transplanted in here. That's maybe it's either that or an ingredient for another chef who cooks with weird things. I'm still wavering between who this might be. I can't. What's this? Seriously, what the hell's that?
Okay, I'll hold my hands up here.
What's that?
In recent weeks, performance has dropped, and this was a moisturiser.
What? Play it again. So Sounds like something James McAvoy was doing in the toilet in the film Filth. What was the pops
at the end? I don't know. I couldn't find moisturiser anywhere online.
I doubt you, sir. You should turn safe search off.
I'll lock it on your computer next time.
Yeah. what's this?
That wasn't
bad, a tree,
actually,
wasn't it?
That's exemplary.
But let's that's a family tree. Let's call it a family tree of this person, and it's a tree that's in pieces because maybe there's been a big row in the family recently. Mm. Yeah. All right. Okay. And this we've got some Gordon's gin, some Gordon's gin. That's good. And I think it says here loads more clinking bottles. Let's listen to that. Yeah, what's this noise? That's not clinking. It's supposed to be clinking bottles, it says here.
Oh, we got clinking bottles. I just sort of hit them together quite hard.
You know what? Every week this goes wrong, doesn't it? I mean, you know, a deaf animal would have more luck sorting out a set of audio clues compared to the batch of clues you dared to give us the day, you useless. Now get out of my kitchen.
It's a studio.
Off.
Oh, sorry.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
What if the automatic were here? They'd say, what's that coming over the hill? Is it a monster? And I say, no. No, it isn't. It's the inappropriate X-list automatic. It's an easy mistake to make, isn't it? Confusing a monster with an inappropriate X-list. You've made a terrible error. You need to go to... Should have gone to Specsavers, the automatic.
My mate once saw a cover band for the automatic in Dubai called The Manual.
You just made that up?
No,
that actually
true? True story.
Wow. Wow, while on paper that's quite clever, It's actually crap on a poker. You're not going to know, are you?
No, you're not. Yeah. No. It took him like four songs in to realise what the hell he was watching.
Well, I had the one about the monster. Yeah. So they didn't do that first, he'd be on a hiding to nothing, wouldn't he? Could you name me one other automatic song? I don't think so.
Gare can, look at him. Can't wait to.
Oh, what?
Steve McQueen.
Yeah.
Second album. Oh, yeah. All right, yeah. OK, well, if they didn't do that one, or...
Recover.
Yeah, all right, if they didn't do the one about the monster, yeah. Steve McQueen, or Recover, what have the Romans ever done for us? So, the inappropriate X list.
Let's go see Raoul.
Oh,
yes!
All right, they haven't done.
See Raoul.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
This, it's The Price is Broadly Right. At the time of going to press, of course. Now, tickets to see Miles Kane at Brixton Academy on Friday. And being with a chance of getting them into your human hands. Or, you know, anything else you can grasp with if you don't happen to have hands. We're not discriminating. All you had to do was text in to... Oh, no, wait a minute. OK, you text in using whatever. To play our game, The Price is Broadly Right at the time of going to press. Now, two contestants picked entirely at random out of all of the entries to play. That is the only fair way of doing it. An online one is Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, glad to hear it, Joe. And what do you do, Joe?
I'm a teacher.
You're a teacher. What age do you teach?
7 to 8 year olds, year 3 primary.
Oh, lovely. And what? How long have you been doing it, Joe? Are you newly qualified, or have you been doing it? Are you jaded?
I'm newly qualified.
Oh, good. So still enthusiastic.
Yes.
Yes, good. Would you like to give a very quick opinion of Michael Gove? It's up to you.
Not on air. Okay.
Fair enough. Well, Joe, you hang fire there for one moment. We'll meet your opponent, you're on line one. And on line 1 million is Tony. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Tony?
Yeah, all right.
All right, you? Good. You're fine, thanks, Tony. Yeah, this is nice. I feel we've struck up a little rapport now. That's like we just met in a bar or something. It's lovely, isn't it?
Oh.
All right. bit of a weird noise, Tony. All right. Yeah. Tony,
did you get that, John?
Yeah, I do. If this had been a bar, she's now walked off to talk to someone else. Tony, I've gone up to her and I've said, do you want some tickets to see Miles Kane? She's gone, weird bloke, move away. That's what's happened. What do you do, Tony?
Just working
at
a sandwich bar.
You work at a sandwich bar? Good. Yeah. What's your favourite sandwich, Tony?
Favourite sandwich?
Coronation chicken.
Lovely, delicious. I'm glad about that. Everyone in here, oh, nice choice. Dave would probably call it Corrie chicken or something.
Oh, yeah.
Do you put the sultanas in with it, Joe? Or?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think sultanas are wrong in food, in the safety food stuff.
Not in curry chicken.
No, you're
not in curry chicken.
This has turned into something weird that I wasn't expecting now. But anyway, Joe, Tony, this is how it's going to work. You will be fighting. Think of it as a fight, not to the death, but to the Miles Kane tickets. There's no mud involved. It's not bikini wrestling. It's all absolutely above board and not in any way sexist, you'll be pleased to know. So, we have three. Thank goodness indeed. We have three items of rock and roll memorabilia. What you have to do is guess how much each one you think costs or cost at auction, and it will be the best of three. Are you ready to play The Price is Broadly Right at the time of going to press?
I am.
Here we go. Hey, welcome to The Price is Broadly Right at the time of going to press on XFM. My glamorous host for the morning, in the aforementioned bikini and mud, Matt Dyson.
Hello, ladies.
That was slightly sinister.
Hello.
Hello. He's smeared himself with coronation chicken. He'll be guiding us through the memorabilia this morning, keeping score as we go. Now, what you'll get is a price at the end of it, but it'll be either in dollars or pounds. You have to guess what the current bid is this morning. First of all, Joe, because you were picked first at random, so we take your guess first. In dollars, now this is a live auction that's ongoing. It's for lunch with Ted Danson. Lunch with Ted Danson. Genuine auction. While you're thinking of how much that might be being bid for at the moment, here's Matt with a description.
Say cheers while having a bite to eat with Ted Danson. The three men and a baby star and founder of the popular Interchange in Bexley will wine and dine you on the set of his CSI show. All winners are expected to conduct themselves appropriately when attending this experience. Polite manners and respect for Ted are a must.
So, wow. So, Joe, in dollars, please, how much do you think lunch with Ted Danson is worth?
$3,800.
$3,800, says Joe. And over now to you, Tony, for the same question. Whoever gets closest gets the point.
$1,300.
I can tell you that the answer is $1,000. Tony, you get closest, you take the point there. Okay, but it is the best of three, so we now move on to our second item. Tony gets to go first. This is in pounds. It's a current live auction. Tony, how much for Gail from Coronation Street's wedding dress? Gail from Coronation Street's wedding dress. Here's Matt.
Who can forget the white lace dress Gail Platt wore when marrying Joe McIntyre, who later died whilst trying to fake his own death as part of an insurance scam by drowning himself in the Lake District under a boat called Gale Force? The dress is unwashed but comes with a signed photo.
Wow! Okay, how much for the Coronation Street death dress? How much in pounds, Tony?
About cheddar.
And Joe, same question.
£200.
£200. I can tell you that the current bid is for £50, which makes Tony the winner. Tony got both. You know, got closest. Tony, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done. You have won two tickets to see Miles Kane on Friday night at Brixton Academy. Well done, Tony.
Oh, please don't
tell me
I won the dress as well.
Yeah, we'll send you the death dress. You can wear it and smear yourself in coronation chicken while you do it. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Wow.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
Next, hope's not lost if you still want to get tickets to next year's Glastonbury. After they sold out in record time yesterday, around 120,000 went in an hour and 27 minutes, but there will be a resale of the return ones in the spring.
Who's returning them?
Why would you spend all that effort going online to get... Dave tried to get them from Krakow.
I did.
You know, and failed. But, you know, if you've spent all that time and money on the phone trying to get Glastonbury tickets, what are you going to return them for?
Well, I think it's because, you know, you get to early next year and you suddenly realise maybe you're busy.
It's a long way enough off not to be busy that weekend, you'd think, wouldn't you?
Nonsense.
Go on.
Well, bookmakers have suspended bets on the likelihood of Fleetwood Mac headlining as well. So,
I think that's not. There's a high chance of that.
There is now.
I think Fleetwood Mac. There's a high chance Fleetwood Mac play. Yeah, I do. They're also saying Oasis might reform. No, they won't.
It's the 20-year anniversary since the release of Definitely Maybe. I think.
And do you think them both saying we're absolutely not doing this ever is just a bit of hype? Dave, is that what you're saying?
I don't know. Maybe
it's playing the game. Maybe. Yeah. Well, yeah, it'd be amazing.
Yeah. No, I don't think they will leave. They were going to, it would be next year when it's 20 years on.
Well, it's a possibility. Maybe.
Well, they couldn't do the 20 years on the year after, so...
I could do 21 years
on. Yeah, exactly.
Well, this is insightful, isn't it? Wow, maybe they could do 2 years after. What would that be? 22? This could go on for...
Well, speaking of Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks has said that she wants to write music for Game of Thrones.
They've already got some music.
Well, she wants to write more music for Game of Thrones. Apparently, she started watching the show and she's a big fan.
I've got a story about Stevie Nicks. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear it, Dave?
I don't know. Do we want to hear it? Usually when you've got stories... I usually have to say, can we hear it off there first?
Well, hang on, let me tell you. I'm just going to, just bear with us, I'm just going to put the microphones down, right? So it'll go silent for just a few seconds while I explain to Dave what the story is, right? Just bear with us, hang on, here we go.
Okay, no, you're not doing that.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
Thanks for asking, though, Jake.
I thought I got permission, then. Jake, any
I know, just check out xfm.co.uk for more.
If you see me walking around the streets, stop me and I will tell you that.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Yes.
XFM.
Let me start this outro to the podcast with an apology. Earlier on, you may have heard in the introduction to it, the producer, Dave, say a rude word when we were trying to make this a family-friendly podcast. And again, if you are sitting around listening to it with your family, and you were offended by Dave's F-bomb, then please allow me to apologise. Once again, I wanted this to be a family-friendly podcast, and Dave spoiled it in many ways, so I'm hoping to redress the balance here. What else is... I know, music. There we go. So it's beautiful again, isn't it? It's lovely, isn't it? What else is lovely?
Freshly cut grass is nice, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah,
I love it
in the springtime and in the autumn to some extent.
It's better in the spring though.
When you get the
dryness and you get the soft dew as opposed to the heavy dew of autumn, don't you? And it fills up my senses like a mountain in springtime.
Absolutely, John. And it's the smell of possibility, isn't it?
It's of hope and of new life.
Yeah,
isn't it?
As we enter the summer months.
And that's right. It's the hope of it's the sort of hope of new life that your mum likes to wish for when.
John.
By Matt Dyson.
I've done it again!
I was trying to be nice. Oh, I've ruined the end of the podcast again.
Dave, I've got your coffee.
Right, beep. That's getting beeped.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk.
XFM.
Smart on Sunday.
For the last 12 months we've been trying to get Mickey Flanagan in the studio, and finally we managed to strong arm him into the studio through Leicester Square, which is kind of like a Cockney's Mecca, Leicester Square.
This is where we're drawn to for the big night out.
Right.
Up west.
Yeah, we're up
people
west.
People say, I'm going up west, and you go, ooh, oh yeah. Keep your hands in your pockets. Yeah.
Because the last time I saw you, I was in your house. I was invited.
Right.
I was invited.
Yeah.
And there was a perfect sort of Mickey Flanagan shape on the couch. Where you'd been lying.
Yeah, we've had that filled in now.
Right, yeah.
Because it was, people were falling down it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like the little matted clumps of hair?
Oh, it was lovely,
That was nice, was it?
But the thing, when people always say to me, have you met Mickey Flanagan yet? And I always say to them, he's got lovely paint in his house. The walls in your... he's got good paint. I think it's that posh stuff from Farrow and Ball.
It was a high quality paint.
Yeah.
You know, from my painting and decorating days, I do sort of say to him, if you can find a bit extra for a good quality paint, it is worth it.
Yeah.
And I went the extra mile and I said to her, go on, have the good gear.
Music. Music. That rocks.